Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on WikiCuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the WikiCuriosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Cinephiles. I'm Dan.
And I'm Alex.
And we got a bit of a late start tonight. My computer decided it wanted to take 10 minutes just to load the welcome screen today. And then another 3 minutes to bring up the internet. So, yeah, that was fun. Join us right now, 718-664-9735 into the studio. I am currently pulling up Streamlabs to... get us onto Twitch. Once that's up, you can hit us up on the live stream at WikiCuriosity Media. You can also find us on Facebook at Behind the Screen Radio Show and WikiCuriosity Media. Hit up our webpage that's on the site. Sorry, I'm trying to do multiple, trying to multitask and it is not working right now. Hit up our website. It is on all of our pages. Also check us out on YouTube at WikiCuriosity Media, iTunes at WikiCuriosity Media. Check out all of our archived shows at blogtalkradio.com/WikiCuriosity. I think if everything goes right, we should be up and running on... There we go. All right. We are up and running on Twitch now, finally. It only took forever. I apologize. Again, technical issues going on in the studio tonight. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the weather that we're supposed to have. I don't know if it's my computer. I don't know if it's our internet. But everything seems to want to restart 8 different times. Oh. All right, anyway. It's Wednesday night. Quick little bit of news. Star Trek, or fuck. You can see how much I'm out of it right now. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga dropped yesterday. Finally.
Yeah.
After being pushed back for 3 years. So. So that finally dropped yesterday. Tried to get it on the Microsoft Store. On, But it wouldn't let me purchase it. I think maybe too many people were on the site or whatever. So I went to Walmart and got the little digital code thing. So and downloaded it today. Haven't played it yet, but I will be checking it out after the show.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
So I've heard some good reviews. I've heard you know, they've added a lot to to all the different episodes and stuff, like more content. Of course, they've upgraded the graphics and stuff a little bit. So should be interesting. Should be very interesting. Hopefully it's I'm hoping it's good. I've played pretty much all of the Lego Star Wars games.
Yeah.
I kind of stopped at episode 9. No, I have the sequel trilogy somewhere. It came out. But yeah. So that dropped yesterday. So kind of excited about that. You know, it's been 3 years, and my youngest son here, he's been looking forward to it for 3 years. So yeah. So we're gonna play a little bit when I get done with the show tonight. So.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it should be a little bit of fun. What is what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Nothing. Just had a doctor's appointment today is all. And I haven't really done much since last Wednesday, so.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nice little bit of change.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the doctors, so. Oh, well.
No, neither am I.
Nah, I just... It's not that I don't trust them or nothing. It's just I don't like going there. I don't like waiting there. I don't like waiting for them to tell me something that I kind of already knew. You know, and I don't have any underlying health issues, so. You know. I just don't like going to the doctor. It's kind of I wouldn't say it's a waste of time because it's needed, but for what I had to go for today, it was a massive waste of time, and I shouldn't have even had to go. But it's whatever. I went, did what I had to do, come home.
Well, sometimes preventative measures are better than, you know, having to go because of something, you know, something being wrong. It's always good to find it early than late, but
yeah.
But sometimes it's just a royal pain in the ass and unneeded. So
yeah.
You know, I've been in the medical field. I was in the medical field for 24 years as a combat medic, and I don't like going to the doctor. I don't see the point. If there's nothing wrong with me, why should I go? I mean,
yeah.
So, but I am getting to that age, so I am going to have to go get my old man checked up at some point. So.
Yep.
Yep. Make sure all my bits and bobs are in the right places and stuff. So. So, Morbius dropped last week.
Yeah.
I have not gone to see it yet.
I haven't either.
The producer did. He said
yep.
It was a complete waste of time.
Yeah, that's what I've heard online and from other sources.
I'm still Go ahead.
I don't know. It's not that I dislike Jared Leto or anything, because I feel like this movie isn't his fault. I feel like there's something else.
You
kind of
said that about
fault.
The Joker, too.
Well, the Joker was his fault. And the movie being bad wasn't the Joker's fault. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of. I feel like...
It was his fault that the Joker was bad. Like, he just played it bad. But the Suicide Squad movie being bad wasn't necessarily the Joker's fault. If you took the Joker out of that, that movie still would have been terrible.
Yeah, it probably would have been better.
I don't know. If they would have added him in like they were supposed to and done it how they were supposed to, how the original director wanted, it may have been better. But... it was just the misuse of the character and then the poor portrayal of the character.
Thing is I don't know of that I've seen that Jared Leto's been in. Well, I don't know that I've seen a movie where Jared Leto has been, like, the star to where it was any good. You know, I mean, he was in... American Psycho, but that was Christian Bale. That was all Christian Bale. You know, I mean, he was in Fight Club a little bit, but he had a very, very minor role in Fight Club.
He's been in good movies. House of Gucci, Dallas Buyers Club, American Psycho, like you said.
Right, but he hasn't been, like, the main actor. You know, Lord of War, that was Nicolas Cage. Was the main actor. He's a decent supporting actor. I don't know that he's a good main actor, like main person. You know what I mean?
I just don't think he's been given the right material to be a good main actor.
I don't know. Clearly
he can act, but just look at all the primary roles he's been given. You know, and Joker wasn't even a primary role.
No. But the thing is the Joker was his time to shine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the Joker was part Jared Leto, part writer, honestly. I don't blame the Joker fully on Jared Leto, just because you can have a good person that you need to play, like the Joker. You know, the Joker has not been bad in any other movie, despite who has played that part. You know, Jack Nicholson played the Joker really well for the time period. Heath Ledger was an amazing Joker. Joaquin Phoenix played a really good Joker. Mark Hamill was a fantastic Joker. Even though he only did the voice, he was still a fantastic Joker. Then we get Jared Leto's Joker, which I think he was trying to outdo Heath Ledger, was what his issue was, in trying to make it look like, oh, you know, look at me, I'm better than Heath Ledger. And I think that's what his main issue was for his side of it. The other side of it was the writer and the director, because it was just a crap role that was in there for absolutely no reason at all, except a little bit of backstory for Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if they would have had the Joker be a main villain,
I think that was the original plan, was for Joker to be the main villain. But at some point in the writing and filming process, it got switched to the Enchantress story. But you can kind of tell
yeah.
that was the case.
it almost seemed like storming the Joker's stronghold should have been like the last scene. And that should have been like the final battle. You know,
yeah.
But that was cut down to just a quick little, oh, hey, look what we do kind of thing. You know? So, I don't know. I still want to see Morbius. I really do. It's, you know, it's in that universe. So, should be, I don't know. I'm hoping that people are wrong. You know, because, like
with that
like
many reviews?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, the producer and I have somewhat similar but very different taste in movies. I still want to go see it, and I still want to go see it in the theaters. So, unless they release it to video here soon to rent, and then I'll rent it. Definitely not going to buy it. But, you know, I'll rent it.
Yeah.
So, anything else that has really gone on?
I don't know. Moon Knight came out, and I have yet to watch it yet.
That's right, Moon Knight.
I've heard mixed things about it, but I'm optimistic.
So I've seen both episodes. I watched last week. I waited till about, I think Saturday's when I watched it, or Sunday. I think Sunday's when I watched it, just because I had a bunch of other things to catch up on. But I watched the second episode today. I will say it is one of the best starts to an MCU series. The first episode was amazing. First episode was absolutely amazing. I think the only Disney series that can top that first episode would be Hawkeye, just because it's Hawkeye. And Hawkeye's one of the better series. I don't know. It's very hard to explain without spoiling it. The way that they did the episode was absolutely fantastic. Like they went top notch on this on the first episode, and then the second episode was really good. So I'm liking it so far. I love one of the things that I love about Marvel is the way that they tap into the legends of the old gods, and you know, kind of bring them into the universe and make them real, and then, you know, bring them in as like Marvel superheroes. You know, I mean, you've got Thor, who obviously is the Norse gods. You've got Moon Knight, who is essentially he's a knight of one of the old Egyptian gods.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've also got the Greek gods that are in there. I mean, we haven't seen them in the MCU yet. But, you know, there's a rumor that Thor's going to fight Zeus in Love and Thunder.
Yeah, I've heard a bunch of crazy rumors about Thor, Love and Thunder, but we'll see.
So, I just think it's cool the way they do it.
Yeah.
You know? So, this is definitely a different path for the MCU. It's a lot more violent.
Yeah. That's good.
But, all right, we're going to go ahead and take a break early. 5 minutes.
All righty.
And we'll be right back.
Behind the screen, we'll be right back. Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And you can still join us, 718-664-9735. And we do have the live stream up and running on Twitch, so you can hit us up on the live chat on Twitch. On Twitch at Wiki Curiosity Media. You still find us on Facebook and all that good stuff. And there we go. All right, so tonight we are actually doing something a little different. Normally we will find like a topic or a TV show or like a genre or something like that to discuss and talk about and, you know, debate over. for the show, but tonight we're doing something a little different. Tonight we're taking two different species from two different universes, two different fandoms, pitting them against each other, and you know, figuring out who would win. You know, we'll go species against species, with and without technology, one-on-one, multiple-on-one, and then, you know, like, full-on, like, full-on war. So, tonight we're talking the Yautja, which is the predator species from the movies Predator, Predator 2, Predator versus Aliens, Predators, the Predator, you know, all that. That's the actual name of the species is Yautja, against the Wookiees, which, you know, is Chewbacca from Star Wars. So, yeah, so should be quite interesting.
Yeah.
So, as we know, the Yautja, have gone up against humans, obviously, in many different movies. They've also gone up against xenomorphs, which are the aliens from the Alien movies. And 9 times out of 10, the Predator wins because, I mean, let's be honest, they are bred hunters. That's what they do. That is literally their entire life, is to find the hardest game and hunt them and kill them just for sport. So, and then Wookiees are big teddy bears from Star Wars. I mean, essentially. But they can be pretty mean, pretty vicious. They are very smart.
They're smart for beasts. I wouldn't necessarily say they're intelligent. They're intelligent in the way that they can, like, talk, you know.
Yeah.
They're not like a dog kind of dumb. They're like cavemen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would venture to say they're probably more sophisticated than cavemen. I mean, they do have their bowcasters, which is the signature weapon of the Wookiee. They know how to fly. I mean, they're more primitive than humans, but they do have technology. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if they came up with the technology themselves, or if they...
I would venture to say no, because if you look at Episode 3, most of their technology was made out of wood, or whatever the trees are. Wood, some kind of metal. I don't think they're mainly like how the starships in Star Wars are made. I think they're more of a old-fashioned type of technology. The Wookiees are on like a 1920s scale or a 1940s scale of humans.
In this article, it says, Wookiees were expert craftsmen who blended off-world technology like blasters and lightsabers with traditional materials such as wood, precious stones, and metals. They carried bowcasters as weaponry, which were handcrafted.
They didn't come up with the technology. They were just able to fuse it with theirs.
Yeah. So, which, I mean, shows a level of intelligence.
I mean, they're not, like, dumb, like, chimpanzees. They're, like, as smart as humans don't have that technical side to them.
Right. And then we saw in the Clone Wars, there was a Force-sensitive Wookiee, Gunji, who, you know, handcrafted his own lightsaber and, you know, was going through the Jedi training. So,
yeah. I mean, they're definitely smart, but they're just not super geniuses. They can be. Some of them, I'm sure some of them can be. But
Right. But
it's just how they live, sort of thing.
As a general rule, they're more primitive.
Yeah.
So, they don't use technology to... They don't use technology in their everyday life, per se. You know, they don't build houses out of bricks and stuff like that. They still live in the trees. They're one with their planet, basically, is what it is. So
yeah.
Whereas the Yautja are literally hunters. All of their technology and stuff like that is all of their technological advances. Everything that they do is focused on the hunt.
Efficiency. You had to fight something and kill something in the most efficient and effective way possible.
Yeah. So. And there are, you know, different versions of the species. Yautja, you got the, you know, the crucified predator, the ancient predator, the city hunter, and the berserker super predator.
Yeah.
So. But.
So what are we going to – what's the start?
Okay, so start, I want to go one against one.
Okay.
No weapons. No weapons, no armor.
Okay.
So.
And for consistency and sake, we'll just stick with the jungle predator. From the first Predator movie?
Yeah, that's fine. I like that idea.
Okay.
So, we got the typical Yautja against a typical Wookiee. Hand-to-hand combat, no armor, no special weapons, nothing like that. They're both extremely strong.
Yeah, I'd say Wookiee is stronger.
Okay. Why do you say that?
I mean, just from the examples from the movies and games and stuff. I mean, there's a reason why the Empire enslaved them to build the Death Star. because they were strong, good workers, and, you know, they are known throughout the galaxy for their strength, for being some of the toughest foes and species out there. And the Yautja fought Arnold Schwarzenegger.
True.
And they went toe-to-toe with a human bodybuilder.
Right.
So, you know.
Okay.
I would say that, I'm not saying, like, the Yautja are, like, on the level of Arnold, but Arnold was able to keep up.
Yeah. Okay. So one big disadvantage that the Yautja have against the Wookiee is their natural sight, which is a huge hindrance, because seeing mostly in, like, infrared, which you would think might be better, but it's very hard for them to distinguish, like, shapes. Without their helmet on, just looking naturally, it's very hard for them to distinguish shapes. All they see are, like, different heat signatures.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a I think that'd be a big hindrance, especially if we are, especially if they're fighting in a, like, a jungle type atmosphere, or a forest type atmosphere, because that's what each species is used to. The Yautja homeworld is a big jungle homeworld, whereas Kashyyyk is a big, you know, is a big forest.
Yeah.
So. So. I do think one big advantage that the Yautja has over the Wookiee, though, is, number one, the resilience to physical damage. And their claws, you know, the fingers, you know, the claws on the end of their fingers. Wookiees have claws. I mean, they don't use them when they fight each other. They use them mainly to climb. But advantage for the Yautja.
Yeah, I think the Yautja have a advantage when it comes to the combat side, especially the hand-to-hand. They're really bred from birth to do it. While the Wookiee, they're good fighters, but they're workers. That's all they do is they work. They can fight, but they work. That's kind of all they do. So they don't quite have the techniques to get it down. It's like a bear, like fighting a bear.
Yeah.
I don't know, that sounds crazy, but, like, a bear doesn't know martial arts. A predator does.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That, and the predator is just faster, more combat-oriented, smart. I feel like they got a lot of endurance. Like, they can take some hits. Physical hits, like blunt punches and stuff. I mean, if they get shot, they get shot. Yeah, I feel like the one-on-one with no weapons, the Predator, he's basically got it. I think the Predator would just be too fast. Unless the Wookiee can get him good once and knock him on the ground, like, knock the wind out of it. But it's going to be hard to do. Because, I mean, Han Solo fought Chewie, and he was able to get it from Chewie.
Yeah, but I don't think
Chewie's not the most violent thing in the world, but... No, he has fought other things in that pit, and at first he wasn't holding back the first couple times he got hit.
I mean, we've seen some pretty nasty Wookiees. The Bounty Hunter from Book of Boba Fett, which is your standard Wookiee. I mean, it's not like we put him up against, you know, just like a typical, his version up against a typical Yautja, typical Predator, I think it would be tough.
He's a bit more specialized, though, because he's a bounty hunter. Like, that's his life. And he's not really a part of the Wookiee clans anymore. He's kind of a special case sort of thing.
Right, but you see the potential of what a Wookiee can be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm looking at for a lot of these is, especially for the Wookiee. Because if we put Chewbacca up against a Predator, there's no question.
If we do a potential of a Wookiee versus a normal Predator, potential of a Wookiee is kind of limitless. So we'd have to kind of compare potential against potential. Because potential for Predator is literally an unstoppable force. Because they hunt and they absorb what they hunt and they take knowledge from what they hunt. That's what the big Predator was in the Predator movie that came out. I don't think that's the full potential, but, you know, if we take average against average, it's more of a fair comparison.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, if we do average against average, if the Predator manages to avoid a lot of the Wookiee hits.
Yeah, I mean, Wookiees can take a lot of hits too, but from claws that big and, you know, it can bite. The Predator can bite. That's a pretty nasty mouth. I wouldn't want to get bit by that. You know, it's going to be a challenge, but I think it's going to be more of a challenge for the Wookiee. I think the Wookiee will get gassed out too fast. Wookiee does have a good reach on him, if we're thinking about it like a boxing match. Wookiee could keep him at bay, like, no, no, no. But eventually that Wookiee's going to get tired, and that Predator is just going to chomp on his hand and claw him up.
I think in a one-on-one, no weapons, just, you know, bear against bear, I think the Wookiee's going to have more of an advantage simply because of the hindrance of sight that the Yautja has. I think that the Wookiee can...
The Yautja have adapted to their sight. Yes, it helps when they have the mask on, but when they have... They literally take the mask off sometimes when they fight as a show of, like, I got no mask. Whoop-de-doo sort of thing.
Right, but it's
a fear tactic to some... The sight thing is a hindrance, but we don't know how Wookiees see. You know, I don't know if Wookiees would have perfect 20/20 vision like humans, you know. We don't know how
right.
the Wookiees see.
I mean,
must be decent,
that they
I think it's like a fly or a spider. They adapt to their vision, you know.
Yeah.
Just because it's not normal to us doesn't mean that it's a hindrance to them because they've adapted. I mean, they're millions of years old. They've adapted to that sight by now. Like, it's their norm, I guess. Like, that's how they normally see. And I don't think it would be a hindrance for them. Yeah. I don't think it would be because if you, like... A fly sees how a fly sees, and they adapt to it, and they're able to do what they do. A spider sees how a spider sees. They adapt. They do what they have to do. When that's, like, your normal thing, then they know how it is. Just because it's not normal for us, that's all I'm saying. It's a normal thing for them. And the x-ray vision and the stuff and the mask is, like, if human puts on night vision goggles sort of thing. Helps us see in the night. You know, or if we put on glasses, it helps us see, you know?
Yeah, I just think it would be very difficult, like, in a jungle or forest area, especially with bigger trees, was to, like, climb the trees, because they're really good climbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of hide because they're smart. They're able to evade. You know, they know how to hunt because that's how they eat. You know, they hunt their food.
But you're taking a hunter versus a master predator hunter, you know. And the
right.
Wookiees are on the bottom of the totem pole on Kashyyyk. You know that, right? Like, Wookiees are the lower on the predator chart, whatever that's called, food chain. Because there's massive bugs and stuff and massive animals on Kashyyyk. Wookiees aren't at the top of the food chain on Kashyyyk. So, yes, they can hunt,
but
a predator, it's like you're taking a master at something. You know, I know the saying of, you know, a jack of all trades and whatever. But when you have the master of fighting, hunting, is a predator versus...
Well,
Wookie.
if you take
an intelligent skinny bear.
So when you said that the Wookiees are not at the top of the food chain, they're actually, you know, closer to the bottom, then they have adapted to be able to.
Clearly, they have a sister on the bottom.
Okay, but that could be just due to sheer number of size. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like humans. Humans would be on the bottom without all our technology and stuff, you know?
Right.
And these Wookiees, they have nothing.
We were for a very long time, but we,
adapted
to be able to keep our species going. You know, the Wookiee species is thousands upon thousands of tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of years old.
They're still where they're at.
They have adapted to be able to avoid predators in order to survive. So that's a survival instinct.
This is a different kind of predator.
Right,
I think me and you
right.
both know that. This is a very different kind of predator.
You're right. But at the same time, if you can use those animalistic instincts to, you know, help him avoid and evade and also attack. I think that the Yautja is going to have a very difficult time,
We're talking about a fight. What you're describing is not a fight. You're describing running away until you can figure something out.
But that's part of a fight. Using the terrain to your advantage is part of the fight. I mean, if you're putting them in a ring together with nothing around them, you know, just like a boxing ring, then it's going to be a tough call. Simply because...
I think the Yautja wins in either scenario. Because the Yautja have fought countless different species. They have more experience hunting than the Wookiees have surviving. They're just more experienced in every aspect.
Relies too much on their technology in order to be able to do the hunt.
I think they're able to. We've seen it multiple times that they're able to just drop all their stuff and go on a head-to-head fight.
In a one-on-one, in a scenario where there's a bunch of open space, yeah. But if you're talking about taking
a very specific scenario of you're talking about. So what I'm hearing is you're describing a situation of how the only way a Wookiee could win, opposed to the hundreds of thousands of other scenarios that a Yautja would win.
No.
Yeah.
What's
another scenario besides running and hiding on its own home world that a Wookiee would win?
Well, see, I'm not talking about its own home world. I'm talking about taking, because we said at the beginning, we're going to take one Yautja one Wookiee. They weren't in a ring. It wasn't like a death match in a ring. If it's a death match in a ring, I definitely give it to the Yautja just because of the sheer
if it's
endurance
not Kashyyyk,
and strength that they have.
Because I thought you were talking about Kashyyyk. Even if it's not Kashyyyk, a Wookiee still loses. Because a Wookiee is used to climbing massive trees. They climb up a tree. A predator looks around with his vision, sees a bunch of little weird things on the ground, sees a big-ass bear in the tree, and he's like, huh, that's strange. And then it's just a chasing match.
He goes on the opposite side of the tree, which is what I think he would do. And then...
So he goes on the opposite side of the tree and then pounces on the predator?
Waits for the right time. I'm not saying that the Wookiee's definitely going to win. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that given that scenario, the Yautja is going to have...
That very specific scenario. So if the Wookiee, if they're on a forced planet and the Wookiee is somehow able to notice that the Predator is coming and climbs up a tree and goes behind a tree, the Predator's not going to notice that at all.
No.
I'm just saying, it's a very specific scenario.
Right, but I'm saying it's not going to be an automatic, oh my God, the Predator is going to kill the Wookiee right off the bat.
No, it's not a one-punch, one-kill sort of thing. It's going to take a minute because the Wookiee is going to be doing a lot of running in the scenario that you have described. They'll be doing a lot of evading, a lot of running, which Wookiees aren't all that fast, but again.
So,
you know, I think it'll be a... I think a Wookiee would have a better chance in a gladiator fight than it would running.
Okay, I have to do a real quick interruption. Our weather is extremely bad right now. Like, I'm looking out the window, and I can just barely, I can make out the house that's across the street. But, like, things in their yard, I can't see because of the rain. And we, you know, got a tornado watch or warning or whatever, for this area, but I do hear a little bit of thunder in the background. So if we do get cut off, just letting you know that, probably won't try to get back on, especially if the power goes out, then we're fucked. If we do get cut off, it's because of the storm. So. But, okay, back to the scenario. In a gladiator situation, the Predator, without a doubt.
I think a Wookiee would have a better chance at backing up into a corner and, you know, defending himself that way. That way the Predator can't get behind him or nothing. If he can get into a corner and just throw massive hooks and just start, I think he has a better chance because the Predator's just like, what the hell? And he's like, well, this is his only option, I guess. And so, I mean, the Predator's going to have to either sacrifice getting hit or try to wait and find for an opening. But I don't know. I think... the predator species wins in the one-on-one unarmed category.
I think you're right, and that's what I was getting at all along. But I think that it's going to be a tough fight in a one-on-one simply because of the massive size and power of a Wookiee versus the Yautja. We know that they're strong. We know that they're quick, and we know that they're agile. And they can take a punch, you know, they can get hurt and still move on. I would say probably 6 out of 10 times the Predator is going to win. I think if the Wookiee can get, you know, a good hit on the Predator, if he can get him down on the ground and just beat the ever loving fuck out of him, just continue to wail on him to where the Predator can't stop him, I think the Wookiee's going to win. 60% of the time, the Predator's going to win 40% of the time, the Wookiee's going to win.
Okay.
Those are my odds.
I'd say probably a higher percentage for the Predator, but, you know, I think majority win is the Predator in that scenario.
Right. And I give the Wookiees 40% chance simply because of the massive size and sheer power that they have behind them and the huge disadvantage that the Predator has against, you know, with their vision. Because if a Wookiee
I don't
goes,
think it's a disadvantage.
The thing
it's
is
a normal it's goes, a normal thing, and they're millions of years old. That's a normal thing for them. That's how their
right.
normal sight is. That's how they see.
Right.
They've adapted to it. They know how to see. They're not blind. It'd be different if the Predator was blind.
You're right. But it's like saying, you know, our species is millions of years old. We've adapted to our sight. We still can't see in the dark.
Because we haven't lived in the dark.
We have.
Extensively, like most creatures that... We're not nocturnal, though. We don't live in nothing but darkness and only come out for an hour a day. We live majority in the light time, and we've kind of always have lived majority in the light.
Right. But we still have that disadvantage in low-light scenarios. It's the same thing with the Predator. Yes, they've adapted to the way that their sight is, but there's certain disadvantages. If a Wookiee stands in front of a fire... Then, you know.
Okay, if the Wookiee. So specific, though. When is anybody standing in front of a fire during. Definitely not a disadvantage, because that's a scenario that has happened before, and it didn't affect the Predator not one bit.
That's how Dutch was able to defeat the Predator in the original movies. He covered himself in mud, and the Predator couldn't.
What about in the Predators movie with Adrian Brody, when they all took their masks off, and there was a fire? I think there was a fire. And the Predators were able to just pick them off.
The fire wasn't big enough. I'm just putting out...
And the vision is not a hindrance. If a human is in a low-light scenario, right, we have our sound. Yes, we can't see for shit, but we're kind of like, just stand still, wait for something to touch me, and we're good. This is not a low-light scenario.
No,
Predators have always
in the article that they cannot distinguish. Predator's vision operates mainly in the infrared portion of the electromagnetic spectrum. They can easily detect heat differentials in the surroundings, but are unable to easily distinguish among objects of the same relative temperature. Some can, but the majority of them cannot. And that's the...
Okay, I'm going to describe something to you, okay? What is moving and what is not moving?
Okay.
A fire is standing still, and I don't think a Wookiee is in... They are smart, but I don't think they're combatively smart enough to connect the dots. Even if they're fighting a gladiator ring with a giant fire pit in the center, which why would there be? I don't know. But the fire is a constant standing still. The Predator is like, okay, that's not a threat at the moment. The thing that's moving around and being weird is a threat. I'm going to go get it.
Right. I just think that they're...
I don't think it's a hindrance. Because it's not normal. It's not normal to us. If we right now switch to infrared, I would get it. Okay, disadvantage. But when that's their normal sight and how they have always seen... things, I don't think it's a disadvantage. And they have fought without the masks before, and it hasn't did them greatly, if at all.
I think it's a slight disadvantage.
I don't know.
Plus, we don't know if Wookiees are cold-blooded or warm-blooded. You would think that they're warm-blooded because they're you know, similar to, you know, mammalian species here on Earth, but we just don't know. So, and if they're cold-blooded, they're fucking...
It doesn't make them invisible, though. That just means that they just can't see. When you look through an infrared camera, the blue stuff is cold. If the blue stuff is cold and it's moving, it works both ways.
Right, I know.
It's just the hot stuff is bright and the cold stuff is dark. It's the only difference.
I'm just saying it's a slight disadvantage. That's why I give the Wookiees 40%.
But that's
not the only reason, but that's part of the reason why I give the Wookiees 40% in that scenario.
Okay. Next scenario?
Okay. Next scenario. Similar scenario, one-on-one, with full gear, full weapons.
Okay. May seem obvious.
Okay.
But I think this one may be kind of one-sided.
Okay.
Maybe just a little bit one-sided.
Okay. I kind of in agreement with you, but I want to see where your one-sided goes, because mine probably goes the same way, but maybe different.
I think the Predator has his hands down. Maybe 9 out of 10 times, 8 out of 10, maybe Predator has this.
I think you're right. I think the biggest advantage that the Predator is going to have is the light bending technology that they have. I don't call it a close
device
because it's not.
Their weapons, I would say, have a major advantage.
Shoulder-mounted.
Shoulder-mounted cannon, the mask,
yeah.
Which totally negates their issue with the vision. They got the gauntlet blades. They have the ninja star-looking things. They have a plethora of blasters. They have a ship, which I think goes into that category because they can manipulate the ship from their gauntlets.
They have a bomb on their gauntlet.
Yeah. I think the Predators kind of got that. They can go invisible and just sit there and wait until, like, a Wookiee passes by and is just like, okay, pew.
Yeah.
And the Wookiee's dead.
I think the Predator has the same stuff. Okay, so
yeah.
Since that's obviously not a fair fight, what if we took, say, 10 Wookiees against one Predator? Let's cut it down to 5. Let's start off with 5 Wookiees against one Predator.
I think the Predator, his chances of winning go down, but I think he still wins.
Okay.
Because obviously in the movies, it's drawn out, and like the obvious things they're not going to do because that's a boring movie. But again, the Predator and his ship, he could just like call in an airstrike and just, you know.
Okay, let's say no ship.
Or just go invisible, throws one of his ninja stars. And I may be wrong, but those don't come back until they hit something or something of that sort. So he throws them. He has 2 of them. Throws 2. Takes out 2 Wookiees. Shorter-mounted cannon has probably infinite ammo. So you can just kind of sit there and... but if the Wookiees get alerted of its presence, say one Wookiee goes out and they're all like, scatter! And then he's got to hunt down 4 individual Wookiees. I think that'll be a problem for him, but I don't think that he'll lose, per se.
Okay.
Again, it's the environment thing. If he's able to kind of hop around and hide from everybody, then he'll be okay. But if it's in a gladiator arena and it's just one of him without his ship against multiple Wookiees fully kitted out in their stuff, it might be a problem.
Okay.
You know, that's when it kind of depends on where are they fighting, what environment are they fighting in.
Right.
But, yeah. I think his technology kind of lends himself to winning.
Okay. We actually have a caller on the line.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. Hello, caller. You are live on the Cinephiles. Who are we talking to tonight?
My name's Joe. You guys are talking about cinema, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I think right now you're talking about sci-fi. There was a show on Block Talk Radio a few days ago, and they were talking about horror films, and I didn't get a chance to participate in that discussion. Will you be talking about horror films later on tonight?
We will not. No.
You won't? Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Well, thanks. So, take care.
Okay. Okay.
Well, alrighty. Thank you for calling in. We will probably be talking about horror films sometime in the future.
Yeah.
It's not an uncommon topic that we talk about. So, you know, we talk about all genres here.
We do. We do. And tonight we're trying something new. So, alrighty. Okay. So now back to, okay. So I'm going to give you a scenario with this one.
Okay.
And because I think it's going to give an advantage to both. So no Predator ship. The Predator came in and dropped them off, like in the first Predator movie. The very first one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, we didn't see it, but, you know, it was there. Same thing with Alien versus Predator. Like, you know, ship came in, dropped the Predators off and left. You know, stayed up in orbit or whatever. So, the Predator is on the planet, and the Wookiees actually know that they're there, that he's there. The Wookiees know about the Predator knows about the Wookiees. Wookiees are trying to hunt him in order to eradicate him, and the Predator is hunting the Wookiees. So the Wookiees
okay.
are on alert. So the Yautja is not taking them by surprise, per se, like they are out searching for him. So.
Okay. Well, I think it's kind of an impossible scenario, but I will humor you.
Okay. I mean, this whole thing's an impossible scenario, but...
Right, but a Predator arriving on a planet being detected is...
Highly unlikely.
Yeah.
But not impossible. Not impossible. I mean, you know, depending on
detected
what universe you're in.
Detected by Wookiees, I would argue that it's impossible because they don't have that kind of technology unless it's lent to them by the Republic or whatever. But even then, Predator ships got a cloaking device. Besides the point, I will humor the scenario. I don't think it affects it all that well. They are on alert, a couple taps on the gauntlet, and he's invisible, and then they have no idea where he's at.
Right. Now, I will give you that if he throws the... I got to get these weapons. I got to get the name of these weapons. Let's see. So you got the War Club wrist blades, which is kind of cool. So the thing on there, the shoulder cannon is the plasma caster. Let me see. They have the combi stick, which is the big bow staff looking thing, the spear.
Yeah.
The smart disc is what it is.
Yeah.
So the smart disc, which is probably one of my favorite of their weapons, with the thing that the blades that come out when they throw it. So I think that the Predator can take out two with that.
Yeah, he can take out two with those, and then I think he can get another with a shorter cannon before being detected, leaving two to kind of gauge where he's at, but since he's still invisible, they can only kind of see in the direction that the things are coming from.
So okay, so let's get it right. He's not invisible. They saw him in
he's
all the
basically
movies.
Camouflaged.
It's just what it is, yeah. But they can see when he's moving. So if he's up somewhere. So you got the two smart discs that come out, right? And natural instinct is going to look to try and see where they came from. So you're looking up all around, and then all of a sudden the plasma caster hits, and then they basically can see him as soon as that goes off, and then they fire their bowcasters. So you've got two against one, obviously, and they're going to probably take cover where and when they can and just continue to lay down a volley of fire, saying that there's less of a chance of a total slaughter right off the bat.
I think it's possible. There's a lot of possibilities with it. I think it's possible the Predator could just wipe him out, clean off. Because he could throw the smart disc, and I mean, they're smart discs. I'm assuming that they can kind of, he could throw them, and then they go around and then hit him from behind. And so they see something that's from behind, and the Wookiees, you know, it's just all about how the Predator wants to play it. You know.
If he was smart,
we can't really go off of how he dealt with the guys in the first Predator movie, because that was dramatized and strung out. I feel like if the Predator really wanted to, he could take out Arnold and his whole gang in less than 3 seconds. But since it's a movie, they stretch it out. I think this is a similar scenario. I don't think it'd be and they're done. But I think he can take out over half, if not all of them, within great succession. If it's really planned right. If they don't know he's there, then yeah, I'd say he could get all five without it even being detected. But since they're looking out for something and for danger, I'd say by the first two or three that are taken out, like you said, they take cover. But if he hits and evades and they're just shooting at something else, their attention is then over here. And then now he knows where they're at and they can't warp light or nothing. So they're kind of stuck where they are. And then he can get a new advantage point at that point.
So
I don't know. If they play it right, it's just a thing. If the one size plays it right, then they could have a higher chance of surviving. If the other side plays it right, they have a higher chance of just wiping him out. You know, it's a chance sort of thing when it comes to
I think the Predator is going to take out, when you look at the Predator weapons, when you're looking at, you know, all the weapons that he's got on him, let's say minus the sword that he has, because normally what they're going to have is they're going to have the shoulder-mounted cannon.
Is this normally what they'll have, or are they fully kitted out?
I mean, if they're fully kitted out, they're going to have a war club, they're going to have wrist blades, a katana, a yautja bow,
their ship,
plasma caster, Elder Sword. They have their ship. It's
their ship. Yeah, that's what I mean by if they're fully kitted out, then you have to include their ship because it's nearby. I mean, we know that. It's nearby. Even if it isn't orbit, it can get down there in, like, you know, 5 seconds. If they're fully kitted out, Predator wins it pretty fast. I would say he could wipe out all five and then go back home. But if he's limited to what he has, then I still think he wins. It's just going to be a tougher fight.
Right.
It's just going to be an inconvenience. He's like, ah, shit, don't have my third smart disc, fuck, sort of thing.
Well,
you know?
I mean, if you look at it, they've got, and I don't know what's going on with, there we go. Okay, so if you look at it, if we look at, like, some of the basics, okay. Take out the Elder Sword, the bow, and the katana, because those aren't ones that we normally see them have. Okay? I think a lot of these are for like a like an RPG.
Oh my, he has a ton of weapons.
Yeah. So, okay. So, what I'm looking at is that the Yautja, first thing that he does is he takes one of his, he takes a net. He shoots a net. He could literally shoot a net at all five of them. And, I mean, the net is powerful enough that it cuts through a Xenomorph's exoskeleton.
I think, so, lore-wise, the Xenomorph is one of the only things that we know of that can resist that net. Crazy aliens. I think a Wookiee is more of the human and tissue.
Yeah. I mean, he'll shoot a net at all five of them. It'll hit him down. Yeah, and it'll just cut him in half. Done.
Okay,
you
know, so
even if you've got, ten of them, even if you've got 10 Wookiees, I mean, he may get shot at a couple times, and there is the more likelihood of one of the Wookiees getting a lucky shot with a bowcaster. I mean,
and
if a Wookiee hits
them... those bowcasters are powerful, but I don't see them taking it. It depends on where they hit them, honestly. Wookiees aren't the best shots. I mean, they can kill. I mean, they're probably better shooter than I am. But when they can't really tell where it's at when he's bending his light and stuff, it's like a Wookiee would have to roll a natural 20,
yeah,
to hit him. A natural 20 at disadvantage at that. That's
right.
Almost impossible scenario.
Right, but if you have 10 of them shooting at him, you know, and just shooting in the general direction of where these weapons are coming from. You know, because the Predator is not going to sit there and launch 10 nets. He's going to, you know, launch one, maybe two, before he's noticed by the other nine or, you know, eight or nine Wookiees. Because remember, I upped it a little bit now for 10 to make it a little more even.
Okay, so if it's 10, and how many nets does he have?
20.
20 nets?
Yes.
Okay, he gets one net off, shoots one net, boom. Takes out five, evades, because he's not going to sit there. That's silly. He's a predator.
Okay, so the
match
net
predator.
The net is not big enough. The net is only big enough for one species.
Okay. So he shoots he takes out five with his nets. He has now 15. And they're kind of gauging to where he's at.
I don't think he'll get five shots off.
We're backpedaling now. He can't take out five Wookiees with one net. Because that's what we said before.
No, I said shoot five nets. And they're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends. If he can line them up and shoot them, again, he'd probably have to roll a natural 20, but that net could probably cut through him and just move on to the next Wookiee. But with his nets, he could take a portion of them out, and then he has a bomb.
Right, but that is... minor, it's a small, like, nuke. Like, he would have to be
That's for his self-destruct. He has a claymore mine. The Yautja's version of a claymore mine. And like you said before, he knows they're there. He could just set it up. And they walk into it, and then boom. You know.
Okay.
So I think no matter what, the Predator wins with an armed fight. Unless it's like 40v1, then, yeah, the Predator loses. But
Okay. So how many
Wookiees would it take? I think probably 15 he would struggle with. Like, he would probably get shot multiple times, but he has armor on. So, I don't know. I'd say about 15 Wookiees would kind of even out
the minimum.
Is the minimum that he could take by himself before he's overrun.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe even less. I don't know. It just all depends on how they react, really.
Okay. I could kind of agree with that. I think with 10, I think 10 he would struggle because, again, the first one he's going to take out with probably one of his little smart discs.
Second, I think he would wait until they walked into his mine, and then he would kind of pick them off from there.
Okay. Okay. Well, then
depending on how many he takes out with the mine, that's why I say 15. If they got 15 walking in a line, and the mine blows up and only kills the first 5, or it only kills 3, or it only kills 7, depending on the blast and how many it kills, then the Wookiees are going to be like, oh shit, something's up ahead, and either retreat and, like, regroup with each other, and then he has to then go hunt them down, exposing his position of sorts, because it can be seen when he's moving, but if he can get to a different vantage point and then do the 1v10 tactic before we knew about the Claymore mine, sure. Then, yeah, I'd say 15 is about as much as he could take, because if he puts the, because he only's got one, we'll keep it at one, puts one down, boom, wipes out, let's say, 5 to 7 Wookiees. Then he's got to readapt to his game plan a little bit, but he still has the advantage. You know, and...
Yeah.
I think if you add, like, 20, takes out 5, and then it's just more he's got to deal with, and I don't think he has that kind of weaponry. Or the amount of weaponry would be a problem because he then uses his smart disc, and they come back to him, don't they?
No.
Okay, so he uses his smart disc, and then he could probably, you know, snipe him with his laser cannon or shorter plasma cannon. He could probably snipe him and do it that way, and then probably...
He's also got a spear,
you know,
which he can throw and take out.
And that could take out
one... if not two.
He could take out one, pick it up, get another one, and then just shoulder blast them. I don't know. It really depends on how the Wookiees adapt to it. But I think 15 is the amount that he could probably handle.
Okay. I can agree to that. I think 15 is probably the bare minimum. Or the maximum that one Yautja can handle in one sitting. Like, anything over, I think, when you start getting into, like, 20, 25, 30, Fink, his only option is to get away or to use his wrist bomb.
Yeah. Or, you know, they're masters of stealth, like, tracking, stealth, hunting, killing, fighting. He could probably take out 2 stealthily without people, like, kind of noticing. Like, 2 in the back, and they're just kind of like, what the hell is that? And then, you know, get 5 to 7 with his bomb, and then they're kind of trapped because they don't know what's behind them because 2 guys are missing. What the hell, guys? 2 are missing from the back. 7 just exploded in the front, and now they're kind of, like, cornered, and all they can go is out, like, off the trail. That's the way I'm seeing it. They're on, like, a trail.
Yeah.
And then by then, he just got to, you know, pick them off. But anything over 15, it's going to be harder to manage.
I think so. Okay. So let's go this route then. We've still got about 30 minutes. How many Yautjas do you think it would take in order to... like, completely overrun Kashyyyk?
How many do I think it would take?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'd need the Wookiee population of Kashyyyk.
Let's find out. Hold on. I'm going to see if...
I'm having trouble. Let me try it. I'm going to watch.
Shut up. Find out the population. Let's see.
Oh, wow. So what I have is 56 million Wookiees on Kashyyyk.
That's what I'm looking at, too.
Okay. Now let's take into consideration how many of those 56 million are fighters. Because some of them are children, some of them aren't fighters.
So let's take a third of that. I would say a third.
Well, you said completely overrun Kashyyyk, and the Empire did it with a few battleships. Of course, with lots of soldiers. I don't know how many, but lots of soldiers, lots of big guns.
Yeah.
Do they have their ships?
If they have their ships, it's no contest because all they have to do is just.
Well, if it's 56 million Wookiees, if it's 56 million Wookiees, and they're trying to kill them all, obviously, the Yautja have a device on their wrist that can explode the size of a small nuke. Then they have some kind of propellant or missile. Obviously, their technology has massive explosions. So, honestly, I would say 20 Yautja ships with crew and soldiers, and they just do an orbital bombardment of Kashyyyk. Because, let's be honest, the Empire could have taken out Kashyyyk in the snap of a finger, but since they wanted the resources of Kashyyyk, they held back. But if the Yautja don't care about resources or nothing like that, they just want to, like, wipe out the entire Wookiee species, I'd say 20 to 30 Yautja ships, because that's a big planet.
Yeah.
With that many Wookiees, and then there's other species on there, too. And Wookiees don't have any orbital defense systems. But yeah, I'd say about minimum 20 ships of the Yautja, maximum 45, 50. But if they don't have ships, like if it's just a bunch of Yautja landed on Kashyyyk and they just wipe them out, I'd say probably 2 million.
Two million Yautja.
Or more, because that's a big planet and... It's obviously home turf, so it may take more than that, but I think if the Empire did it with a bunch of dudes in white armor, then it can't be that hard.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, is it 0.03 is a third? Or 0.3? I think it's 0.3.
That's 30%. I know a quarter is 0.25.
Yeah, okay. 0.3 remaining.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if we take the 56 million, 16,800,000 warriors.
Okay. Versus, what was that for? What's the 18 million?
There's, the number of warriors on Kashyyyk?
Yeah. What'd you say?
16 million.
Okay. So rounding 16, 17 million warriors. That's
yeah.
Just how many that the Yautja have to take out?
That's okay. So that would be... Yeah.
Okay.
Divided by 15.
Minimum number for the Yautja, I'd say...
If we're going off of the fact that one of them can take out 15.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we're going to the 1 to 15 ratio, we just have to size that up.
It's 1.1 million.
Okay, so about 1.1 million for the Warriors. Minus ships.
Yeah, if we just All they have
to do
is land.
If it's a full-on Yautja invasion, like, they don't give a shit what's down there. They're just like, fuck that planet. Then, yeah. If it's planet versus planet, the Yautja, I think, win. Hands down.
Oh, yeah,
but
obviously.
If you're just trying to, like, wipe out the Wookiees without your ships or nothing, it's just like a war, like a ground war.
I would say wiping out the Wookiees because they need the natural resources.
Safely 2 million Yautja. And they're full kitted up with whatever because they have weapons from different species and stuff. So safely
right.
2 million.
To eradicate
generously,
the entire Wookiee species on Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
You say 2 million.
To drive the, yeah, that's a minimum number. What I would use, if I had an unlimited number, well, let's cap it off at like 10.
Okay.
I would probably go in, if I was the general of the Yautja army, I would go in with probably 6 million, just to put the nail in the coffin, because I kind of overdo things with strategy games. Yes, it bites me in the ass. No, I'm not a master strategist, but that's how I do it. Clearly, you
okay.
know, from me playing D&D, I just, you know.
Yeah.
The person with the more ammo typically wins. And no, the Yautja do not have more men, but they have more ammo.
Okay, let's see.
And God knows what kind of artillery pieces the Yautja may have.
And I'm trying to figure out the like number of like how many there are on their planet.
I don't know because we don't really have. We've only seen them bit by bit. Unless there's, like, fandom stuff.
That's what I was looking for.
Or, like, different headcanons out there of how many people think there are. But I don't think we've ever gotten any kind of look at the Predators.
Yeah.
Homeworld, to an extent.
Yeah. Even somebody on Redditor was like, you know, I've looked on the internet and can't seem to find anything for the population. So, I mean, you would think that there would be...
Yeah.
So, and we've seen glimpses of their home planet and, you know, stuff like that. Mainly from Requiem and, like the, what, the comics and stuff like that. So
yeah.
But yeah, you know, depending on the population of Yautja Prime and their other annexed worlds, you're looking at about 2 million to kind of overrun.
That would be like
yeah,
the
minimum.
The statistically possible number for me would be 2 million for it to be a
yeah.
Win for the Predators. But I think it'd be a really tough fight. Like a really tough one. But then again, Kashyyyk doesn't ever seem to put up much of a fight at all in anything. Like they always have to have the Republic help them. And if, when we saw the Republic to Empire change, it was a drastic defeat for Kashyyyk. And even
yeah.
The Confederacy of Independent Systems was trying to invade Kashyyyk for its resources back in Episode 3. The Republic helped, and they still kind of struggled a little bit. Kashyyyk just doesn't have a good defense at all. They're good that's the thing. They're good hunters, not fighters.
Yeah.
They can fight or survive. I know that kind of goes hand in hand sometimes. The Predators eat, sleep, breathe, and live combat, battle, hunting, fighting, killing. That's all they do. And, you know, if we had a basket weaving competition, I think the Wookiees would probably win. But, you know, so even then, the Predators have probably a basket weaving machine. You never know.
If we're looking at the entire population of Kashyyyk, 56 million, and we're going very conservative and we're doing a 1-to-5 ratio of Yautja versus Wookiees, because, when we look at it, really the only Wookiees that are somewhat defenseless would probably be the children. Because while the females may not be designated as quote-unquote warriors.
I mean, some of them are warriors. The thing is, I think the children would be defenseless, and a majority of their population aren't fighters, whether they're men or women. They're not fighters.
They can instinctively
defend themselves.
Yeah,
like, they know, like, they have that thing, like, humans, yes, we are terrible at fighting sometimes. Some of us are better than others, but we all have a fight or flight. Some of us react on the fight part, some of us react on the flight part. It all depends. We're getting into, when we take the 56 million, there's just way too many probabilities in there. Like, some of them are going to fight, some of them are going to run, some of them are going to try to side with the Yautja and, you know, start a coup. You just never know what could happen.
Right.
With that
many. If we're looking at a conservative 1-to-5 ratio of Yautja over Wookiees, in order to completely eradicate the 56 million Wookiee population on Kashyyyk, we're looking at 11 million Yautja that would have to completely and totally overrun. And we're looking at, like, you know, just a complete and total wipeout.
That's just like a ground force, in my opinion, because if we're doing, like, no stops, no nothing, I think it's probably less than that, because the Yautja go to a planet, kill one of that planet, absorb its knowledge and technology, and dip. They have done that for millions of years. Who knows the technology that they have?
Yeah, and the knowledge.
And if they try to that all into one massive just army, I honestly think it might take less, because we don't know, that's the thing, we don't know what kind of technology they have. Just on the technology that we do know, I think it might take less than 11 million, because they could just sit up in orbit and just kind of just boom, 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 boom. You know, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure they have, like,
I'm sure the Yautja had tried to build the Death Star at some point.
Like little fighters and stuff. Because, I mean, if we're looking at them just taking over the planet and using its natural resources and using it as, you know, like one of their hunting grounds, like in Predators with Adrian Brody.
Yeah, at that point, I think it may take less than 11 million, less than our given ratio.
We're looking at a very, very conservative number here. You know, we're looking at a 1-to-5 ratio, and I'm thinking it's probably going to be more of a 1-to-10 ratio. So you're looking at, you know, 5 to 6 million Yautja. That's just ground forces. You know, I mean, they have like single fighter, you know, single seater fighter jets that they can, you know, or whatever they've got. You know, spaceships or whatever.
They have technology that we can only fathom. Like, they have a short amount of cannon, smart discs, a bladed gauntlet. You know, they pick up things from everywhere, you know?
Yeah. And they improve their fighting knowledge and skill in order to...
they're quite literally the apex predator of the galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can they be defeated? So, well, of course, but have they been defeated yet? I don't believe so.
No, they've gone up against Xenomorphs and won.
Yeah, we all know Xenomorphs are crazy, stupid, powerful.
Yeah. So, but, yeah.
Now I want to add something into the mix. Maybe controversial. But the Wookiees only get one of these. I'll give them two.
Okay.
They get two Jedi Knights.
Are they Wookiee Jedi Knights, or are they...
They are Jedi Knights. Basic Jedi Knights.
Okay, like human, basic human Jedi Knights?
Yeah.
Because I kind of wanted to do this. I kind of wanted to see, you know, one-on-one Predator against the Jedi.
One Predator against one Jedi? I think the Jedi wins.
The thing is can the Jedi deflect the plasma bolt?
I don't... Well, that's the thing. Jedis can't block, like, bullets, like cartridge bullets like we have, because it'll go through it and melt and kill them. They can. I don't know if they can block, because they can't block bowcasters. I don't think that's a thing that they can do. I think it's just too powerful of a thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, if it's a basic Jedi Knight, and he's just, like, on a stroll, and he's like, oh, I'm just out here, I think he may be able to sense the Predator's presence and sense that it's a danger, and he'll be on an extreme high alert. And then Jedi senses, even if it's a basic Jedi Knight, their senses are very good. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he could sense his location, but I think he could probably sense the general location. And then, you know, I feel like he could dodge the thing.
So
he may not be able to block it, but he's fast enough that I think he could dodge it and then pinpoint his location, and in desperate times, you know, just force hold him and then, you know, just bat him around with his force, or, you know, force pull him, get him and bring him down to the ground to a hand-to-hand combat sort of thing, and he could just cut through the weapons.
So now, I think it would be tough. When you say Jedi Knight, are you talking like Obi-Wan Episode 2 Jedi Knight? Talking Clone Wars Anakin Jedi Knight? Are we talking, you know, because Obi-Wan was a master in Episode 3. I think,
yes.
But I'm not sure.
Well, Jedi Masters are referred to Jedi Knights sometimes because of the Consular, the Guardian, and the Sentinel. The blue one, people with blue sabers get referred to as Guardians or Knights. So Masters get referred to as Jedi Knights sometimes. It's kind of a, call them a Master, or you can call them a Knight. Broad term for Jedi, a Jedi Knight.
Right.
And then you kind of get into the nitpickies. By Jedi Knight, I mean, like, that second level, like Padawan, Jedi Knight, Jedi Master. That second level, like, he's not fresh out of being a Padawan, but he hasn't achieved the rank of Master yet, and he's just kind of doing his thing. He's not. Saying he's not over. He's not overpowered like Anakin and Obi-Wan and Luke and Ahsoka and them, but he's good enough to hold his ground.
Okay, I can see that. Okay. Yeah, I think it would be tough one-on-one without weapons. Yautja against Jedi Knight.
Yeah. Can the Jedi use the Force? Is that considered a weapon, or is that part of his natural abilities?
That's part of his natural abilities.
Okay, I can see the Jedi winning handsomely, because, I mean, no, he's not going to use Force Choke or Force Lightning, because that's against his teachings. But
I mean, he can still Force Pull and pull him
he can Force push the shit out of him. Like, we've seen them do it before. You can Force push the shit out of somebody, and it totally just wrecks their whole body. If we're taking away the morals of the Jedi Knight, like, if it's just an intermediate Force user, like, they can use Force Choke, Lightning, whatever. You're dead.
Zap.
Yeah, I mean, if they do the Lightning, you just sit there and just zap them a whole bunch. Just Force Choke them. you know, force drain, take their life force away. You know, there's just so many force abilities, it's not even funny, that they could use.
Just take push and pull, just grab onto them and slam them against one tree, slam them against another,
yeah.
slam them
I mean,
against
if we're
another.
Talking, if we're talking intermediate force user, like how we would play Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, like we go full stops. Yes, we're like a powerful chosen one Jedi, but not in the beginning. We can
right.
do force. We can do the base level force push, pull, choke, lightning, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And every Jedi is capable of doing that. It's just the teachings and their morals that hold them back. If we're taking rid of those morals and they're just a guy who can do the force and he has a lightsaber, I think the Yautja would have a tough time. I think it may take two Yautja to take him down, just because his senses would be confused and his whole out of whack. And he's focusing on one shorter cannon gets shot and he dodges it, but then he's got a net that just sliced them in half.
Yeah.
You know, I think he can kind of sense the things that can fly at him. I think where the Predator might be able to get him is possibly in a hand-to-hand scenario if he can get that lightsaber out of his hand without getting hit.
Okay.
I don't know, the Jedi, the Force users, they just have too many senses and stuff to be able to predict certain attacks. And I don't think the Predators are able to gauge that and, like, defend against that.
Okay.
But if we're talking about the invasion, and the Wookiees have two Jedi Knights, just two base-level Jedis, I think the Predators still win because I think the Jedi Knights would get overran. I mean, we've seen Jedi Knights get overran with 15 droids, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I
think this is kind of Jedi.
Yeah.
At that point, we're basically talking about the Yuuzhan Vong versus the Wookiees. And, well, the Yuuzhan Vong with better technology and.
Yeah.
More smarts, but. I don't know. I'm not saying the Yautja are invincible. I can think of maybe two off the top of my head species I can just totally wipe them out. But yeah. Yautja are apex predators for a reason. But I think that there are two species, if it was a total invasion scenario, that could wipe out the Yautja.
Okay. Then, so we've got about a minute left. What two species are those?
I think the Kryptonians could do it. And I think the Xenomorphs could do it.
In a total invasion?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a strength in numbers sort of thing.
Yeah.
You just got to have more ammo and more people to overwhelm the Yautja. But
yeah.
With the Kryptonians, they can't penetrate the Kryptonians in any way.
As long as it's a yellow sun and not a red sun.
Well, yeah, as long as there's just not a red sun around, they'll be okay. But,
yeah,
you know, that again is a very specific scenario. And even then, if there is a red sun, the Kryptonian technology is bonkers. I'd probably say it's on a different level than the Yautja, but that's just because we know more of the Kryptonian tech.
Okay. We've seen the Xenomorphs overrun the Yautja in Alien versus Predator anyway.
Yeah.
So.
There might be more species out there that could do it. Like I said, you could take an army of Jedi, I feel like would be able to wipe them out. An army of Sith could definitely do it.
Yeah.
It's just how you go about it.
Right. Okay. We're down to our 5 minutes of the show. Thank Alex, as always.
Yep, it was fun.
Yeah, it went on a little longer than I expected it to.
Yeah.
I expected us to get a little, you know, just kind of tied up. But, yeah, this just goes to prove that we can literally talk about anything. Last couple minutes of the show. I want to thank all of our listeners, supporters, and followers. We greatly appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, get the work. Go ahead and share the page. You know, share the Twitch link and all that good stuff. So yeah. Lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. Support the veteran, fire, police, and EMS. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, please, please be safe, be smart. We want you back here every night that we broadcast on Wicked Curiosity every Sunday night for Movie of the Week, every Tuesday night for Falling from Grace, every Wednesday night for The Cinephiles, every Friday night for Note by Note. This Sunday for Movie of the Week, we are going to be watching the movie Antlers. We're going to be reviewing the movie Antlers. It is a movie that came to the theaters last year, I believe, or very, very beginning of this year. And it is now currently on HBO Max. I went to the theater to see it. It's actually a really good movie. It is a horror movie, so, you know, you need to go check that out if you're a horror fan. But, yeah, so we are going to be reviewing Antlers this week on the other week, so go check that out. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday night. Have a fantastic rest of your week, and we will see you back here on Sunday night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay, I ended the long live stream. And that, and episode